Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, Coach Cassandra.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa. How are you today? What a beautiful day already. How's it going?
Oh, yes, it is going super fantastic. I tell you, this is an these are some of the exciting moments that we've been waiting for so long. And it's just amazing to be a part of it, and we're so excited about our guest today, and we welcome each and every one of you to the show today. We thank you for tuning in to All About Entrepreneurs each and every day. We thank you for participating in our other activities, our webinars, the events. You know, we really hope that as entrepreneurs, you are powering up your possibilities. We hope that you are connecting with your customers, your suppliers, the community, your family. You know, we hope you're I hope you're connected with God. He is really up to some big things, Coach Cassandra. What do you think? I mean, I am so excited.
I am absolutely right there with you. Our guest, who will be on at 6:30, he'll be on shortly. I'm telling you, he is an amazing man. He's been all over the world. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. He's done some exciting things in his life, and I'm so glad that he's here to share with us. You know, God has been blessing us to have the cream of the crop The television show is coming to be announced at a later date. But for right now, we just praise God for what he's doing. And we can bring you some phenomenal guests who are sharing the exciting things that God is doing with them. And really, it's to show you that what is in your heart can absolutely become a reality, can absolutely come to life. You can put life to that dream and let it start walking. And you know what? It just starts with a phone call. It starts with doing some research. It starts with just opening your mouth and telling someone, listen, can you help me? Can you assist me? Can you be a mentor? Can you be a coach? It starts just that simple. And I love that we have hashtag power your possibilities on Facebook. You can go there. You can leave your questions and comments. And I'm telling you, we are here to assist you in being successful with your success. And that's what it's all about. You know, Coach Lalisa and I, we're on a mission. We're on a mission, and that's why Coach Lalisa is called the Power Coach, and I'm called the Possibility Coach, and we have combined that to become the dynamic duo for you folks, and we are powering your possibilities, and we've got the Power Up Your Possibilities coaching program. And Coach Lalisa, on Tuesday, oh my goodness, we are going to hit the ball out of the park with the new teleshow that is going to be on this coming Tuesday, and that's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and the rest is history. We are going to have a five-star program. We're going to have folks on that are just tuning in to give the best, to be the best, so that you can get what you need, you know, to be what you can become. So, and we're going to offer breakthrough strategies. We're going to help you discover what's down on the inside of you. And part of doing that is hearing the stories of others. And I'm telling you, you're going to find purpose in your destiny and live that full life that you've been wanting to live. And, you know, if it is to be, it is up to me. And why not you? Hey, you. Why not you? Yeah, I'm talking to you right there. Sleepyhead. Wake up. We are talking to you. We've got some great items to help you be successful in life. And that's what it's all about, I'm telling you. It's about folks helping other folks to take the next step up. You know, it's about being a hand up to help folks up to the next level. So I'm just excited about the possibilities. We're finding out that we do have the power.
We do. We do have the power. The power has been within you the whole time. And, you know, as you're sitting there and you're sharing that information, we are so excited about the dynamic people that are being attracted to what we're doing. You know, it's like they're already, the people that you are going to connect with, that is going to really add so much to what you're already doing. It's like they're already in your journey. You just need to keep going. You can't give up. You know,
yeah.
You know, if I had stopped, you know, a day before I met Coach Cassandra, we wouldn't be here doing this. We wouldn't have, for instance, like our dynamic guest, which I'm going to tell you a little bit about him before he comes on. I'll tell you a little bit about him, you know, in a minute. But this person, you know, has done some phenomenal and dynamic things. And, you know, you can do some phenomenal and dynamic things. You know, people think that, well, there's not enough time in the day. And, you know, I heard Dr. Dennis Kimbrough say something one time. You know, people say, well, time is running out. And he said, no, time isn't running out, but your life is. So you want to do things now. You don't want to keep putting it off. And when I was talking to the seniors yesterday at University High School, I was on a high that I had never been on before. And I've spoken at hundreds of schools, and I've spoken to thousands of high schoolers over the past 10 years or more, because I ran a program for high schoolers for 4 years. I've spoken to thousands of them. But yesterday was epic, for real. And I know I use that word a lot, but it just was so, these 12th graders, you know, they were totally amazing, because I got a chance to tell them that and their dreams were valid, and that they mattered, that they're important. And I got to share with some young people that you can do different things. You can do anything you want to do, anything you put your mind to. And I also got to see that a lot of us need to not be fooled in thinking that every young person knows that they can live their dream. Don't be fooled thinking that, because they don't. So I want to charge all of you that's listening to this. I want to charge you with, over the next 30 days or so, every teenager that you see, that you meet, or any age for that matter, but particularly those in seniors on down, You tell them when you see them, even if you don't know them, you stop them on the street and tell them, do you know you're awesome? Do you know you can do and be whatever you want to be? Yeah, I know the football players, they all know it. The basketball players know it. The swim team, the track team, those who are in the super honor classes. But there's a bunch of kids who don't know. Anyway, so that's what I discovered yesterday. And if you tell them, guess what? They'll know. It's just that simple. If you tell them, they'll know. And before I turn it back over to Cassandra, I just want to give some shout-outs. Those of you who are on today, a shout-out to our friends in Cleveland, Ohio. That's right, O-H and a dime. O-H and a dime. I know something about the Buckeye State. And y'all know I'm from Ohio, Cincinnati, as my husband was. We want to give us some shout-outs to those all the way in New Orleans. We got New Orleans in the house this morning.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. We see you. We want to give some shout-outs to Maryland. Good morning to Maryland. And I see you in New Jersey in the house. New Jersey, I love you. You know, y'all show up for me. This is my new home now. Awesome, awesome. And we have St. Louis in the house. Coach Cassandra and others from St. Louis.
Yeah.
We got South Jersey in the house. All right now, North Carolina, we talking about Philadelphia. So we appreciate you. And for those other cities, for those people that are going to go back and listen to the archives, we know we have people listening from Atlanta, Georgia, Paul Kiriazzi from Japan. We have folks from Canada. So we are thankful for the global reach of All About Entrepreneurs. Cassandra, back to you.
Wow, thank you, Coach. That is so awesome. Phenomenal people from all over the world. Wow, wow. I feel so privileged. Hello, everyone. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. I am so excited. We've got a phenomenal guest today, and I want to tell you, we've got a phenomenal guest on Monday also coming up, David Knight. Just want to give you a little teaser. David Knight, he has the Christian version of Facebook at csn.org. He has a Christian social network. Wow, we are really powering up, folks, and we are going to be making them networking ventures with them, the Christian social network. Wow, it's about time, don't you think? Yes, absolutely, because Christians are all over Facebook. We need to dominate the Christian social network, okay? And I'm so excited about that. So we want to definitely pray for the man of God who has pioneered this great, great network. It's such an awesome opportunity. And so we're just so glad about it, just glad about what God is doing in all of our lives. You know, there's a scripture that says that if you acknowledge God in all your ways, he will direct your path. And I don't know about you, but I need God directing me 24/7. I tell you, I don't mind admitting that I need help. And it's so glad, so good to know that help is here, that help with us, you know.
He'll help you.
He is inspiration
help
for all that I do.
Well, listen,
yes, ma'am.
Let me just get in a quick advertisement. I know we still got commercials that we're working on for those of you who want commercial spots. We also are still taking commercial and advertisement for the broadcast. As you can see, we're getting bigger and bigger. I can't wait to tell you about a person that I met last night at the school who's going to impact us like we never even dreamed that this would happen. But it happened simply because they're giving away something. We were giving away our time, helping them with a project. I'm telling you, when you help others, God will help you. Give it away. So let me tell you about an exciting event, and I'll turn it back over to you, Cassandra. Happening tonight,
yeah.
tonight, the Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church is having they're having a celebration. They're presenting the Howard University Community Choir is coming all the way up from Maryland Friday today, 7 p.m. But you want to get there early and get your seat. It's going to be a concert. It's going to be like, oh my goodness. This choir is global. The special guests include the Christian Love Baptist Church, Praise Dancers, our own dance ministry, Aziz Waltz, and other surprise guests. It's just a free will offering. It's under the music ministry of Brother Emery Lee and the pastor of the church, the Reverend Dr. Lloyd Preston Terrell, who married me and my husband 24 years ago. I'm excited to be a part of that family, the Franklin St. John's United Methodist, located at 142 Maple Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Newark, New Jersey,
wow.
Just one block from Hillside, New Jersey. If you come down Maple Avenue, just one block from Hillside, New Jersey, and you are going to be blessed on the corner of Kier and Maple, on the corner of Kier and Maple, two nights. The Howard University Choir is coming from Washington, D.C. up to New Jersey, and we're going to pack that house. We want standing room only. We want to turn folk away. We want the balconies filled. Get there tonight, 7 p.m. If you're feeling tired, if you're feeling down and out, this is a way to get your spirits lifted. I have been down before. I have been sad before. I have been miserable before. But when I walked into the house of God where there was a gospel event like this going on, that feeling was gone. Whatever sadness, loneliness, frustration I felt was quickly removed. Bring your children. Bring your family, your neighbors, but get there. If I was you, I'm going to be there at 6:30. I wanted me a good seat. So I'm blessed, though, as one of the ministers, you know, unfortunately, that we sometimes can get a decent seat. But I'm getting there early just in case we can't. But I just wanted to share that. And back to you, Cassandra, and then we'll just make sure we get in the bio before he comes on. But so Cassandra is going to be off the chain tonight in Newark, New Jersey.
All right. Wow, that sounds phenomenal. Yes, we applaud you. A drum roll, please. Woo! Happy anniversary. Happy
yes,
anniversary.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
What do you all have planned for the weekend? What do you all have planned?
Oh, my God, it's going to be...
Share a little?
Yes, I can share just a little. What we really, you know, 24 years has been a journey for real, but we're excited. We're just going to enjoy each other, nothing real major. I didn't plan anything this weekend, no events, no prayer breakfasts, no speaking engagements. I typically do that weekend for us. One year I had a big conflict, and my poor husband was so miserable. So I never do that again. So I make sure I have nothing going on other than tonight, but we'll be there together. And it'll just be the two of us. Maybe we'll take in a movie on Saturday. Probably go that afternoon, walk around New York. Some of the things we used to do when we first got married, we used to get on a train and go to New York almost every single day. And we'll probably do that, you know, something we haven't done in a long time.
Wow, how awesome is that? My goodness. Wow. So let me ask you this. So, gosh, after 24 years, how is it to be married that long? You know, that is considered phenomenal these days to have been married that long. I'm just curious, how is that?
Yeah, considering that, you know, we met in a bar in New Jersey some almost like a little hole-in-the-wall type of bar, but we met there, and we got together. We've been together ever since that day we met. But what happened was we both agreed that we would stay married to each other. And I think that's what a lot of people don't do. We agreed that no matter what, we would fight and argue and even separate, but we would definitely never get a divorce. And so that set the foundation. And then when the road got so rocky, it got so rocky that we actually did separate. What we did was we basically both just turned it over, you know, to the Lord in our own way. And so we got back together, but then we made God the center of our relationship.
All
and
right,
that
that's
made
what I'm
all...
talking about. Yes.
So we both were reaching for God, and then once we realized we were reaching for... Because before the separation, I was reaching that way, he was reaching that way, so we were going further and further apart. But when we both made God the center and we both began to reach for God, then we came closer and closer and closer together. So God is the glue that holds us together. And I post a picture on Facebook of him singing in the choir. So, but that's how it happened. God, we both went after the same thing.
Wow. That makes a difference,
mm-hmm.
you know. What's the Bible say? How can two walk together except, you know, they believe, except they have the same, you know, heart passion? It really makes a difference when you agree to disagree, you know. We can get the help that we
need.
Yeah,
we did some of, right, we fought back some of the common things. I know I did. Things like the silent treatment, you know, where you'd walk around, don't speak to each other. And then my mother, she was very instrumental in our marriage because, and his mother as well, both of them loved us and wanted us to stay together. So we didn't have parents who would side with their child and say, you know, you should leave. No, we didn't have that. And one thing my mother, you know, I remember she told us and told my husband, and then he told me, she told him that a threefold cord is not easily broken. So you know, believe in God. That's what she told him. And then she also told us to, told me both that you should kiss every day for, I forget how many seconds, I think at least 15. And so we practice those kinds of things, you know. And we never leave the house, no matter how, even if we were upset at each other, we never leave each other's initial presence without a kiss. So little
aww.
Things like that.
Aw, mm-hmm. That is so precious. You're making some of us that are single want to get married. It sounds wonderful.
Well, yeah,
but, you know,
here's the thing about that. It's better to know what to do when you want to do it than to just want to do it and not know what to do. And that's how I think a lot of couples get into trouble and sometimes end up in divorce. I think it's better to know what to do, you know, that when, you know, like that. And so we practice a lot of other little things that probably some couples didn't practice, you know, that would have, if they had practiced it, you know, things may have gone differently. But it's never too late because, like I said, we
right.
had a separation. We were separated. We were able to get back, though, because we decided to get back. You know, it was all about a decision. And then we decided to forgive. You have to forgive people. Someone's done you wrong. You know, I know couples, they break up because one person has done the other person wrong. And, but you know what? You can forgive that person. And you really can forget. And you can go on and still have a happy marriage. My husband and I are a testament to that. And some of that will be in our book that we're working on to show other couples how to do that. Because this is, I think it's important.
Oh, that is so true. Oh, I'm so happy for you. That is so wonderful to hear that story, to hear that testimony. You know, you don't have a testimony without a test. And so in everything
right.
you do in life, whether it's an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter. We're going to be tested. We're going to be tested. So you just have to put on the good fight of faith and do a hardness as a good soldier, and just, you know, just be ready to overcome your obstacles. I think I've told you guys before that the Chinese symbol for opposition also means opportunity. So your opposition is an opportunity for you to flex your muscles, to learn some things you never learned before, to get some insight. You see, we've been looking at this thing too long. If something comes to us, it's like, oh, my God, woe is me. You know, this is terrible. Yeah, it may be terrible. It may be your personal tsunami. But listen, we can learn something. Look at Job. Look at what he learned. You know, look at the Bible. David, he learned so many things. You get so many life lessons when you will, you know, seek to know, seek to understand. We always want people to understand us, but you just don't understand. But have you sought to understand that other person? Have you sought to really have a compassion for them? See, flip the script. We always want everyone to get us. Are you trying to get the other person? You know, so many times in life, it's all about me. It's all about me. What about me? Well, what about the other person? What would happen if you would put yourself in their shoes? What would really happen? And I've had opportunity to do just that. I'll never forget, I had a boss who was a tyrant, an absolute tyrant. And God told me, seek to understand. Try to get to know this person. Try to be kind. And what I found out is that this person was really trying to be a good boss. They may have been using the wrong tactics to make it happen, but they were doing their best. But see, when you seek to discover the pain, the madness, when you seek to understand, you get some insight that you've never gotten before. You get some revelation. So that's what we need. We need to get revelation. We need to get insight. But we need to have a heart of compassion. We need to extend grace and mercy. We always want people to extend it to us. But what about you? Who are you extending mercy to? Who are you extending grace to? Who are you trying to help? See, get the focus off of you. When you have a focus on you, that's not a very good place to have a focus. The focus, when you turn it around, and it can be painful because you can say, oh, God, they're going to hurt me more. I try to seek to understand. You know, I mean, there are people in my family. I had to purposely seek to understand. You know, I had a relative who was like a tyrant in my life, and I really sought to understand this person. And then I found out they were a Christian, yes, but they had some issues, you know. And they told me, you know, I have been in a bar since the age of 14. And he finally got saved in his late 40s. So he came from a different point of reference. Yes, he was a Christian. Yes, he had accepted Christ as his personal Savior. But he came with issues. He came with baggage. And let me tell you, all of us have some baggage. All of us have some things that we're trying to, you know, hopefully get assistance with, get direction with, get mentoring, get coaching. That's why coaches are so great. We're here to help you. We even have some free coaching sessions. Hey, check out hashtag PowerYourPossibilities to see how we have some free resources for you to assist you. We've got an MP3 that we would love to be able to bless you with and help you become the best that you can become. And I'm telling you, when you seek to understand, you're going to find out a whole lot of things you didn't know before. You know, sometimes we're enduring a lot of pain, a lot of misery, because we're looking for the other person to understand us. You know, I can remember, Coach, when I had a boss, and, you know, this person gave me a run for my money. But you know what God told me? It's easy to say I love you when everything is easy. But what do you do when you are dealt, you know, some lemons? How do you turn that into lemonade? How do you decide that I'm going to make the best out of it? My boss was a tyrant, and God told me to treat this person as if they were my best friend. So when I would go into work, God said, you put forth the effort. You be friendly. You show yourself friendly. So I go in, smile at everyone. I mean, this boss, she loved to tell the other employees that I was the problem and don't speak to me, avoid me. And so I'd have to go in and just treat everyone, hey, how you doing? Great day today. Whether they responded or not, God said, you do the right thing. See, sometimes it's about us doing the right thing, even if the other person won't do the right thing. And I'd go in and I'd start a conversation with my boss and, you know, she'd be looking at me, rolling her eyes. Time to get back to work. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just wanted to say hi and hope you have a great day today. It was hard. When her birthday came around, God said, now go buy her some flowers and a card. And I remember coming in the place with the flowers, and her assistant manager said, unbelievable. Oh, my God. So sometimes we can be put in tough situations, tight situations. But, see, God was building my spiritual muscles. You know, I said I had so much love. I had, you know, I'm the great Christian, right? So God proved that thing, right? He wanted to make sure, you know, that I could be a living testimony of what I said that I was. And so sometimes we're called to love people, you know, in tough situations. But you can do it. You can make it happen. And I think that's what's happening with our guest. He is choosing to love young people in tough situations. And I thank God for this man of God, Coach LaLisa. He is an exciting person. And I know you're going to introduce him. And we are so glad that he is in the house, Coach. And you've got to take it away.
Awesome, awesome. I see he is on the line. So I am going to just open up his phone line, and then I'm just going to read you a little bit about him and send you straight to his website to read more, because we don't want to delay one drop hearing from our dynamic guest. So I just want to say hello to you, Brother Cedric. You are on the phones with us. I did open up your phone line. So if you just want to acknowledge that it's you, and then I will proceed with reading a little bit about you.
Hello, everyone. Very happy to be here.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm going to, yes, Cassandra, he is here, and I'm going to go on and read this and let you have it. If not, I'll read it.
Yes, go
okay,
ahead.
Well,
and welcome, Cedric. Welcome, man of God.
Thank you, Brad.
Awesome, awesome. I was very excited when Coach Cassandra told me that we would be able to bring on the broadcast, and I know you all have been waiting, and we appreciate you so much for waiting. Thank you for waiting. But Cedric, with the world as his assignment, the inherently gifted Cedric Shannon, and I want to make sure I pronounce your last name properly. So if you could just say it for me one time, and I'll have
it. It's Reeves.
Reeves. Oh, thank you. Reeves.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Cedric Shannon Reeves has undoubtedly arrested the attention of the masses. And after going to his website, CedricShannonReeves.com, he certainly arrested my attention. A dynamic and spirited, talented Cedric, with ease of grace, convincingly masters the art in the music and theatrical genres. He's a native of St. Louis, Missouri. A young Cedric spent the early part of his childhood being morally raised in a Bible-believing church. Soon, the habitual visits to worship service, the lively singing, and the ministry of the word would have a promising effect on the unsuspecting youngster, and an effect certainly to alter the spiritual landscape of his life. Following in the musical footsteps of his father, Cedric joined the youth choir. His honey-rich tone would not go unnoticed as he with intensity and registered pitch ushered the congregation into the presence of the Lord. And, you know, that right there says a lot about a voice when you can do that, because I've been ushered into the presence of God by singing. So I'm just, like, picturing it right now. And at the ready age of 9 years old, just 9 years old, he rendered his first solo. By age 11, he was already a seasoned balladeer, performed his first concert with the support of a complete orchestra. The aspiring young hopeful was the featured guest performing several gospel classics to an enthusiastic audience who expressed their approval with thunderous cheers and a standing ovation. Consequently, such musical conditioning would set in motion the ascent of Cedric's bright future as one of today's most celebrated talents. He's a graduate of one of the nation's most notable and rigorous performing arts center, and that's the Central Visual Performing Arts High School in St. Louis, Missouri. He's experienced measured success as he's studiously cultivated and perfected his genius in majoring in music and theater, which included vocal and jazz ensemble, drama, and music theater. As fate would have it, this exceptionally versatile 30-year-old minister, actor, and singer has carved his incredible mark in the music industry. And I tell you, he is an accomplished gospel artist. He has his debut album, Songs of Deliverance, written and produced by Brother Cedric in its entirety. It's a compilation of praise and worship devotional songs. This debut sold over 15,000 independent copies. I mean, you know, it's just amazing to read all the awesome things that you've done, the people that you've touched. He's been on this, in the stage play with Cuba Gooding Sr., Shirley Murdoch, David Preston, and Clyde R. Jones. And, you know, it's just in his most recent appearance, Cedric delivered a stellar performance in the 2004 gospel music stage play, A House Divided. Oh, wow. So he's going to tell us more, and we're going to talk more, and I want you to definitely go to his website because he's done a lot of things, and he's got a lot of good information to share there. Awesome, handsome young man here to talk to us this morning. Go to his website, Cedric, CedricShannonRives.com. And without further ado, we introduce to some and present to others none other than Cedric Shannon Reeves. Coach Cassandra, thank you for finding this diamond, this jewel, and inviting him to our show.
Well, I just need to add a tagline. It's because of his mama, Irina, I hope I said that right, Irina Shannon, she connected with me. She's been following me on Facebook. And she said, I need to tell you about this dynamic person. And she started telling me that he's doing plays and all these awesome things that the man of God is doing. And he's a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. And we applaud his efforts in the community. And he's wanting to reach back and bring up our youth. He has a mission, a commission to get out there, a charge, have you, just like Paul gave Timothy a charge. He's taking the charge of Jesus Christ forward to help youth in a phenomenal way. So we want to get on board and help Minister Shannon to go forth with this play to inspire young people. And I love the name of the play. I'm going to let you tell us, Minister Cedric, what that is, and just say hello to our audience and tell us something about that play. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Oh, hello. Well, the name of the play is called I'm Not What I Did.
Come on now.
And it's based on 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, which simply says, mm-hmm. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And so this is a stage play musical that has anointed singing, national recording artists, Crystal Rucker, Candy West from Kirk Franklin, and the BET Sunday Best winner for season 4, Amber Bullock, and another runner-up by the name of Pastor Michael Lamkin. So we have a stellar cast as well for this show. This is a play that God gave me because it's time for these people, young people and even old people alike, to realize that God has already spoken a word to their mistakes. He's already spoken a word to their past. And so many people are stuck in unforgiveness and stuck in things that have caused their health to diminish and stressed out over stuff when simply forgiveness will, you know, bring a lot of healing. And so unforgiveness is spreading like a cancer in the body of Christ, not even just in the world, but even in the church. And so when you understand, glory to God, that we're not who we were or who we are because of the blood of Jesus, you have an opportunity to have a future and have a destiny no matter what kind of hand life has dealt you. And so we're going to be dealing with some issues in this show head on, such as bullying, molestation, homosexuality, just all of the issues that are plaguing the church that are causing people to abandon their faith and follow other ways. And so we want to bring back to the forefront the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, the cleansing power of the anointing and the power of God. Then we're going to do it through the arts. Because a lot of people, some people are not audio, some people are visual. And if they could see themselves or mirrored in some of these characters, it could be the thing that causes them to have their aha moments or their eyes to be open. And so that is the purpose behind this show coming up on April 25th and 26th. In Cahokia, Illinois, which is about 5 minutes from downtown St. Louis, at the Gateway Area Bible Fellowship Church. God has given tremendous favor with this particular endeavor, allowing us to do it in the spirit of excellence, which I believe is something that we as children of God should always walk in and exemplify, something that I'm committed to, excellence. And so I'm just so excited to be here on your show. And so excited that God used and the Holy Spirit blended you and my mother together for us to get this message out to all of your listeners, to everybody that's listening this morning. Understand that no matter what's going on in your mind, no matter what's going on in your heart, no matter what's happening right now, it's your opportunity for you to be free and know that you are not what you did if you made some mistakes.
My Lord. You know what, brother? Wow. I'm ready to take off for real, y'all. This is amazing. Because you are saying something. Wait a minute. First of all, Brother Cedric, this is Coach LaLisa. I'm here in New Jersey from Ohio. But all I want to know is, why didn't I get a call from my spot? I need to be in this play.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, you know, we hope to take it all over the United States and even abroad. I've been blessed to travel internationally as well for the last 10 years. Through 6 different countries, and I've done the play thing, like I said, and you read a little bit about it, and Be Careful What You Pray For was a play that ran nationally in 99 through 2001, and then I did it again with A House Divided in 2004 and 2005, and then I got caught up in doing some other things for the Lord, releasing my current album, which is available on iTunes now, called Cedric Shannon Reeves, Sing You Out the Four Walls. That Sing You Out the Number Four Walls. Yes.
My Lord.
Wow.
It's an evangelistic soul-winning CD. And if you get that CD, that outreach has really been the birth of this show. It's my compassion for my brothers and sisters, that they really capitalize on the opportunity to be free. As something that's free to us, but cost Jesus so much, and so so many of us are forfeiting that right. And I just want to let people know that it's time to stop allowing other people to resurrect what you have buried.
Come on now,
my God!
And so our surroundings have caused us. A lot of times, you can be a good person, start out well. As the scriptures have said, you started out well, but what happened? You know, there's a great falling away, and I think that people are literally being stuck in their flesh and fulfilling the lust and the desires of it, and it's caused them to desire a nothing spiritually, and from this spiritual perspective. And so I just want to do something with the anointing and with the power of God that will literally crush the yoke of the enemy and destroy the jawbone of the enemy that's been talking to my generation, telling them that they have to accept what they see on TV and BET and all these other shows that show trash, just foolishness, women on TV, 12 women fighting over one young man with no vision, and they're thinking that this is the standard and the set of what they need to go after, and so this is so many different things that are going on with the enemy, but I believe that, God is greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, so I want to use my talents, my gifts, my ability to sing, my ability to write, my ability to produce, and I want to do it all to the glory of God and use whatever influence he's given me to give somebody else an exodus out of whatever it is that they're in now so that they can do the same for somebody else.
All right.
Well, that is
awesome.
Who said a mouthful right there? I love that 12 women fighting over one man with no vision. Mm. And that right there, oh my God, go ahead, Cassandra. Oh my God.
Wait a minute, that sounds like another play, Minister. Hey, that sounds like a good message you preach, okay? Come on, now
absolutely.
Preach it.
You know what?
A great women's conference. Yes.
That's a conference
awesome.
Right there. That's a week long conference right there. No, that's a year long study. That's a college degree. You need to be that course in every high school. That's a high school. That should be a whole year of high school. That's what you need to learn. Or maybe in the ninth grade, because by the time they get to high school, you should be. But I know you already know because you sound like a young person yourself, and I read in your bio you recently celebrated your 30 years of life on this earth, and we just thank God for you coming. We thank God for you for God to use you and to use your talents and gifts that he's given you, because we know some people can be given gifts and talents, don't mean they're going to use them, and don't mean they're going to use them for the Lord. So I am so thankful to God for your parents. A shout out to your mother, your father, your aunts, uncles, grandparents, whoever had a hand on you in your life, how they have shaped and molded your pastors, your bishops, the other women and men of God and around you, that they have guided you properly. And you've allowed the Holy Spirit effectively to use you. This is such a breath of fresh air right now. I just really feel that in the atmosphere right now that there is such a breath of the Holy Spirit presence. So for those of you who are listening in, you just need to breathe in. Right now, you should be taking deep breaths because the Holy Spirit is moving right now. And you got situations and challenges in your life, whatever they might be, you and God know what they are. And those who will even come back on, that this is the man of God and he is representing the Holy Spirit, and even in what he's saying. So I'm going to move out the Holy Spirit's way and turn it back over to you, Cedric, to just share however God is leading you, whether it's talk about your play, your songs, your movies, your books, your events, your speaking engagements. You just do it because God is speaking right now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, I just want to really encourage everybody out there that's listening this morning. Now, there is an anointing. When the anointing comes, it comes to lift the burden and to destroy the yoke. And I believe that before we experience the glory, we have to experience the anointing, because we need to get those things crushed off of us so that we can be free to operate and let the glory of God be revealed, and it can rest on us. And so I just wanted to tell everybody out there, especially those of you who are saved, or some of my more seasoned saints. See, a lot of times, a lot of people don't want to come to church. What I found out, because I minister in the prisons, I minister in the children's homes, I minister in the nursing homes, I go to a lot of the places that people don't want to go, or people with who maybe have my level of accomplishment or whatever they want to call it. This is like that stuff that's not really at the forefront, but that's the primary focus of my ministry. If God allowed me, I go to churches and I travel because I am in ministry for a time, but my passion is with the people who need God the most, not just being recycled and trying trying to be a superstar and trying to shine within the four walls of the church. It is time for us to take the gospel to the people who really need it instead of recycling it and practicing it on each other. That has its place, but we can't do it at the expense of giving it to the people who really need it. And so we live in a day and time now where we are superstars in the fivefold. You know, we got our apostles, our evangelists, our prophets, our teachers, and I love all of them. I operate in all of the gifts at one point or another because of what God has placed in me to. But even understanding all of that, I did not lose the burden or the compassion for the sinner or for the person who hasn't had opportunity to understand what the blood has really done for their life. So another aspect of the show, what I did is to season saints, and that is quit sitting up in church acting like you ain't never done nothing, because and trying to make this gospel and this salvation life look like something that's unattainable. Quit trying to make holiness seem like holiness is a punishment. Holiness is not a punishment, it's a promotion. It's something when once you make a commitment to God, your next step or your next elevation in God is you move up into a level where you live a daily life that's a communion. Like, that's a definition of what a worshiper is. It's not a song. It's not music. It's not cars. But it's a person who has daily communication, meaning more than Wednesday, more than Sunday. Because in this particular hour, if you can't use what you got on Wednesday or Sunday or other days of the week, then what did you really get? So this is another thing that this place challenges, the religiosity, the traditionalism of man that have held us captive, because we feel like because we came to church that we've done our part, that's enough, because we've done enough to amend our conscience. But I want you to know, until you get to daily communication, until he becomes a necessity so much so that you want to give him everything that you have, glory to God. And see, that's one of the things that liberated me once I found that I was not who I was, because the enemy was trying to make me think that I was my mistakes, that I was my failures, that I was my shortcomings. But that's not who I am, and that's not who you are either. And that's what I want the people to understand, glory to God. You know, because living by faith, you know, I can talk about that because I've been doing it. I haven't worked a corporate job. I've been in full-time ministry with no national record deal. People say it's not possible, but the Holy Spirit is my booking agent. I've worked six years, and I live the best. I drive the best. That's not about material things, but I'm just letting you know that when you're faithful to God, he will bless you. You know, I mean, it's just, and I haven't worked for corporate America in 6 years, and so I've been believing God and walking in God and doing what he has commissioned for my life to do. And the moment I committed to it, there have been rough patches, yes, there have been things, but I've not lacked, and I've not wanted and begged for anything. Everything that I needed, he has provided, you know. And that's what I tell God, you know, this morning, when I got up, you know, I was excited in my spirit. I didn't even, you know, I just had this, you know how the Holy Spirit just sits on you, and he was just sitting when I was getting things together, and I just began to say the Lord. I said, all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, oh Lord, to me. Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, your hand, oh Lord, has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Woo! Hallelujah! Listen, if I was there, I'd throw my stew at you. Man of God, you were singing. Hallelujah!
You throw your
shoe
at him. Oh, man of God. That's funny. but would say that in my church voice. Cassandra, are you sure you're not from Newark, New Jersey? But yeah.
No, but I have been to New Jersey. I've been to Bloomfield, New Jersey. I've ministered there at Bethel AME Church.
Bethel AME? Oh, wow.
Yes.
You know
yes,
what?
I preached there a couple times.
Oh, wow. Do you remember
wow.
who the pastor?
I believe his name was Bishop Charles.
Okay. It was a man. I just wanted to.
But I believe it's
that's
in,
okay.
Yeah, it's.
All right, I thought it was a woman, a lady I know. She's a Bethel, but she's not in Bloomfield. But I just was double checking.
Yeah.
Oh wow! You know what? This is so awesome. And you know, we don't have but about 5 or 10 minutes left to the broadcast this morning. But okay, so you also you preach. You're a movie producer, a playwright, an actor. You sing, you produce songs and CDs, and wow, what do you don't do?
Well, I'm going to die empty. Whatever he put in me, I'm not going to leave.
Wow.
I'm not going to the grave with nobody's deliverance in my belly. Whatever.
Come on now.
Have committed to is like I don't try to do everything at one time. I just pray. I listen to the Holy Spirit, and when the wind is blowing on a particular gift, if he's saying make an album, I record an album. If he's saying write a book, I write a book. If he's saying do a play, I do a play. If he's saying and so I never know when these things are going to come up. As you can see now, I haven't done this play thing since 2005 because God was using me in other areas. But now in 2014, he's pushing the wind of God on this production again, and so I begin to write this play and get this play together, and now I'm back over into that. So, you know, I'm just focused on right now what the Holy Spirit is focused on, and any way he desires to use me, I just yield to him at that particular moment, and I do it.
Wow.
Well, in this play, this play got to come to New Jersey, and because I got a part to play. But anyway, I just love the title, I Am Not What I've Done, and we're definitely going to have you back on, hopefully before April. It's April the 20 what?
It's April the 25th and 26th. If you're in the St. Louis area, you can call any MetroTix location. Tickets are on sale. If you want a group, if you're interested in group rate information, you can contact my offices at 314-252-8866.
Oh, we're going to flock. That's right. Say that number one more time.
The group number is 314-252-8864.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
We're going to flock this place.
Praise God.
We're going to flock. We want people to.
If you ain't never seen a Holy Ghost deliverance service breakout in the middle of a play, you want to come see this one because that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to do that on purpose.
Because what I'm amazed at is how you're saying.
I wrote the scenes real short so I can make sure that the Holy Ghost had his time.
Ooh.
All right now.
I'm amazed how you're sticking to the power of the Holy Ghost. And if we can flock to go see some of this crap. No, anyway, that's not opinion, y'all. That's just, you know, we radio show hosts, so we just say things like that. So it's not the opinions of the radio show. Hello, somebody. We can go and see.
Keep it real. Oh, my gosh. You know what, man of God? We are going to have to do, I don't know if it's going to be a workshop or a one-day event, but I'm telling you, you have a plethora, a wealth of knowledge, and we need to have you telling people, mentoring, gosh, we might have to bring you on our coaching team. But I'm telling you, we're doing teleshows every Tuesday. We're going to definitely, I'll give you more information about that, but we're trying to empower folks. We are trying to power up people with possibilities, and I tell you, you definitely qualify to do that, absolutely. And folks, go to hashtag power your possibilities and leave your comments. We have a free gift for you at MP3. We have time to get a question in.
Got it.
Anybody have a question? Okay.
Yeah, we got a couple questions. I'm just going to open up your phone line. They may want to say something, or I'm sure they want to say something to this awesome man of God. Area code 314, your phone line is open, and then I'll open the other phone line, and just bearing in mind the time that Brother Cedric may have to run. But area code 314-588, the first three numbers, your phone line is open. Go right ahead.
Praise God. This is Irene Shannon, Cedric Shannon's mom. Good morning.
Hi. Welcome, woman of God.
What is to say? I'm just so full about what God is doing and how he's been on the wall this whole time from the age of 15, and how he's just been on the wall and empowering people and just standing still and not going to the other side, because he's had many chances to go to the other side, but he said, Mom, I'm going to stay on the wall. I'm going to stay with God. I'm going to follow God.
Praise God.
I just God working in him daily, and he's the same every day, and that's what I love about him. He does not change. I've rarely seen him. I can count the times I've seen him angry, so I know that there is a God living inside of him and that draws people to him and to this ministry, and people are calling him from all around the world because God is using him. And I just pray that he can stay on the wall and see what God has for him, because God has greater things. And this play is going to be something, I tell you, it's just going to be something that's in my spirit. It's going to be something that's just going to overtake the people all around the world, not just in St. Louis, but this thing is going to travel. It's going to move across the world. And I rush people to get there. Don't wait. Get there. Get your deliverance. Your salvation.
Well,
whatever you need, God's got it. It's going to be in the house. And I just bless
right.
for God for this wonderful
child.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you.
And how awesome it is to have
this
young man, and God bless you for having kept him in the way and, you know, kept him in line. And I know that was, I know it was work. Is any work of a parent is work. And you're so right about filling in the spirit, and Coach Cassandra and others on the line, they know, you know, parts of my story. So it resonates so strongly with me. This, I'm not what I've done, because I have to live that each and every day, and as others have. But it definitely has a very special meaning, and definitely Coach Cassandra definitely knows exactly what I'm talking about. And so it's not, you know, just an incident. It's not an accident that you are here.
No.
Some of the things you talked about in that show, and the molestation, the prostitution, the drug addiction, places where we have walked and been involved with, and, you know, jail, many, many things that would say that without the blood of Jesus. And I love that you brought that up, Brother Cedric, because that's what we know is not really talked about no more in the church. You talked about that holiness. That was powerful. And a couple, so those two powerful pieces I did put on Facebook, that was so powerful that I was put on Facebook that you were saying that. But holiness is not a punishment. If I'm not mistaken, you said it's a promotion. Amen. And so you've come here today. You've sang, you've preached, you've empowered, you've coached.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You've prophesied. You've taught. You've done the full ministry right here in about 20 minutes.
Yes.
And so we can only imagine.
We need to have Minister Cedric. Can you tell us those dates and times again of the play here in St. Louis, Missouri, and the name of the play again, please, and the contact info?
Yes, ma'am. It's called I'm Not What I Did. And it's going to be April 25th at 7 p.m. It's open tonight. And then on April 26th, there will be two shows, one at 3 p.m. and one at 8 p.m. And that's going to be at the Gateway Area Bible Fellowship Church in Cahokia, Illinois, which is about 5 minutes from downtown St. Louis. So if you're coming from other cities, St. Louis is the city, and people are flying in, and they're bringing buses from other cities. They're planning Sweetie Pie play trips. And people are coming from all over. People, my covenant partners, the churches that I fellowship with, they're all coming out in full force. And so we invite you all to come. As a matter of fact, our people, it's so interesting. They say they come in all three shows because they know that the Holy Spirit is going to move in a different way at
all
everyone.
Three.
So.
Wow.
Come on now.
Woo-hoo. My God, man of God, that is awesome.
Right here. He's moving right here. So I know his work is going to do there. He's been moving right here on this broadcast with you on. Oh, I'm looking at, let me see, what kind of shit can I get out of here? Because
I'm telling you, you don't
want to
be
St. Louis. What are you talking about?
10 or more. Y'all got people in your life. If people listening, you got young people that you can't seem to get through, and you done tried everything, bring them to this play. I'm telling
Amen.
You now.
Amen.
You got little Johnny, Junebug. You got young. I mean, we're dealing with teenage pregnancy. I mean,
who can
any issue that the enemy's tried to do, I'm telling you, it's in this show, and it's being addressed with power. Matter of fact, I didn't get to say this, but I'll draw this real quick because I know my time is up. But the characters in the play, I didn't even have open auditions for this play. God told me don't treat this like this is a play like other people. He said I'm gonna cast it, and all of these people, the areas that they're addressing, they've overcome and have victory in their own lives. And not only are they acting these characters, but they have the anointing to back up the person that they're playing.
My God, hallelujah.
So everybody on, he told me, I don't want any sixes. He said, I want all tens. I want all, he said, I don't want you to just have talent, but I want you to have oil. And so every cast member, I didn't have one open audition. God casted this thing himself. All
Amen.
I really did was get out the way and let him do what he wanted to do. And what he's assembled together has blown my mind.
He always says.
The Holy Spirit did the casting. Now, you know that's something else I had to put on Facebook. Lord Jesus. Wow.
It's true. People ask me all the time, I wanted to audition. I want to do this. I want to do it. And I thought that, you know, that's the regular route. He said, no, don't go that route, because what I need done and the way that I'm going to move in this, you need to. Ooh. And it wasn't even done on purpose, but I looked at every single person in the cast is operating in one of those five gifts. I got pastors that are in the show, evangelists, prophets. These are the people that are playing the part.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's amazing, you know. So when we do that switch, we're going to show you the opposite side, but when it's time to bring that thing on home, you ain't going to have nobody up there that's playing with it. You're going to have somebody up there that has the oil. And I told them, even as I direct the show, I said, I want you to play this and show them who they really are. But when it's time for you to transition to make your conversion, then I want the anointing God placed in you to stand up, and I want you to intercede for the people that you're representing as you play it. And that's how we're going to do the altar call. We're going to do it by characters. Everybody that was dealing with this person, you can come down and be free. Everybody that was dealing with this, come down and be free. We're going to have the people that's playing the parts praying for people in the altar calls.
All right.
And talk a little about this anointing oil. You spoke about this anointing before. Just can you share just a little bit more about this anointing when you say that the God has anointed or people are anointed? Because some people just don't know. What does that mean?
Well, it's like this. Talent minus anointing equals entertainment.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
No soul saved.
Yeah, you know, if the yoke is not destroyed and the burden was not removed, then the anointing wasn't present.
That's right.
And so
how does one get this anointing? That's what, you know, what?
Well, folks, first of all, it's Christ in us, the anointed one, his anointing. You know, it's him in us. It's being solidified and sold out to him on a daily basis. He'll give you whatever it is that you need to make sure that you're free so that you can go ahead and be a blessing to somebody else. Once you get in this daily communication, you can't help but be saturated in the oil and in the presence and the anointing of God if that's the route that you've chosen to live your life. That's the lifestyle part of it that causes you to carry the oil. And so many people think that you're stuck with the talent, but it's not the talent that produces the oil. It's the power of God. That's why you got people on the radio right now that can sell millions of records, but nobody's getting delivered because the oil is not there.
And so
it's a decision. You know, it's a decision that you have to make. You know, you can't continue to flunk your Friday test. I used to think that worship was my gift, or my singing, or my ability to do what I did on Sunday mornings. And God told me one night, he said, you know, somebody called me from my past. He said, I want you to come hang out. And God said, no, don't go. And I listened. I was like, nah, I'm strong in the Lord. I'm this. I can do it. And he's like, no. Holy Spirit said very clearly, don't go. When I hung up the phone, I said, well, no, I can't make it. He said, when I hung up the phone, Holy Spirit said to me, you just worshiped.
I was
like, what? You know, he said, yeah, obedience. He said, when you do what I tell you to do, it's your decisions you make in your daily life that constitute, that give your words meaning. You're awesome. I love you. It's not how well you sing it or say it, but it's the choice you made on Friday that give you the power on Sunday.
It's the choice you made on Friday. Oh, Lord Jesus, that gives you the power on Sunday. Oh, wow. Well, you preaching here, you preaching, praying, singing, worshiping, prophesying. You doing it all. So I can only imagine what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
And I'm praying and I'm going to speak it. I'm going to be at that play. It's going to happen because, you know, we have what we say.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, yeah. I'm going to be there. I'm going to meet you.
Woo-wee. Amen. Amen. And you know what you just said, man of God? You said a whole bunch. I've heard it said that what you are intimate with daily, what you are intimate daily with is what determines what you become pregnant with.
Mm.
And if you are pregnant with purpose, if you're pregnant with the right thing, if you're pregnant with the intention of doing what the word says, oh, you're going to give full birth to that thing, whatever it is.
Yes.
If it glorifies God, you're going to have a baby that glorifies God. If it glorifies the devil, you're going to birth something. And then people say, well, why do I have this kind of baby? Now, we're talking spiritually now, y'all. Why do I have this kind of baby? What were you intimate with?
Amen.
What did you lie down with? What did you put in your head? What did you put in your spirit?
And you
pregnant. You full. You full of the devil. You know what I'm saying? If you're full of the word, oh, my God, you're going to give pregnant to greatness. And, man of God, that's what you've done. You've given birth to greatness. You might be shouting up in here now. Come on.
I agree 100% with everything you said, because when I was in my ignorance, before I learned better, I used to say, well, you know, everybody can praise the Lord, but not everybody can worship. And one day God stopped me. He said, I created everybody to worship me. That's the reason we're that great. He said, Cedric, everybody is a worshiper. I said, what? He said, yeah, everybody is a worshiper. He said, the thing is, I'm not the object of everybody's worship.
All right.
But everybody's worshiping something because it's the nature in which I created you to do. And so if you're not worshiping God, you worshiping something because it's in your nature.
Ooh,
my Lord.
We might as well call
right now.
Because
somebody want to give their soul to the Lord, so we're going to open up the doors of the church right now.
Listen, I'm going to pass around the offering bucket, okay?
Somebody's listening right now. And you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And right now you have heard a word. You have heard from the man of God. You have heard the people. You're tuned in, whether you're in the archives and whether you're on the line. It's an opportunity for you that you have made up. You're making up your mind right now that you don't want to go another minute.
Not
made your decision clear and plain. And it's very simple. It's very easy. You're already in the presence. As the man of God has said, you're already in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit is operating right now. And we thank God right now. And all you have to do, you don't have to hit your phone line. You don't have to come forth and give your name, because God knows who you are. All you have to do is confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. All you have to do is believe in your heart that he did that for you and for me, and say with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you shall be saved. You shall be saved. And all you have to do is repent, that is, turn and go another way, that is, stop doing what you've been doing. Then you will be welcomed into the kingdom, and you are our brother, or you are our sister, and you are saved. And you are saved, and it's just that simple. You just have to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And man of God, and you have another way of conveying that to people, and please do so. And we want to make sure that Coach Cassandra, whomever, whatever you are accustomed to saying, but we want to make sure this now is an opportunity.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, man of God.
Yes, glory to God. I just totally concur and agree with everything that the woman of God just said. I don't believe it can be said any clearer or any more eloquent than that. So if you are being summoned by the pull of God, just respond.
Yes.
Don't resist. Don't resist. If you've been summoned, he said, no man come unto me unless I draw him. Hallelujah. So you've been drawn. It's with his loving kindness and his tender mercy.
That's
it's not his hellfire and brimstone. It don't make sense right now. The hellfire and brimstone, ain't nobody getting saved no more because they're afraid to go to hell, because that only lasts so long. But when you get a hold of loving kindness and tender mercy, the fact that, God, you love me even in this state, even though I've been turned my back on you, even though I've made vows and didn't keep it, you mean to tell me you still have a plan for my life? Yes, he does. He still has a plan for your life. And so once you figure out, glory to God, in this life, that when your priorities are redone and when your focus is redone, you begin to love God more than the sin, you'll understand that it's his loving kindness and his tender mercy, the fact that, yes, after everything you've done, he still wants you. He's still calling you. He still has purpose for you. It's still available for him to finish what he started in your life. He said, he who have begun a good work will stand over and perform it until the day of Jesus' return. So wherever you are, I don't care what is in there. I don't care what lie the enemy has told you. I don't even care what lie you told yourself. I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would accept what he has already done, the finished work of the cross that he's already done for your life, and walk in it and pick up your own cross and come on and follow Jesus and come on and follow him into your future, your destiny. It looks good. It's better than what's happening right now. It's a turnaround with your name on it. It's a new day. It's a brighter a beginning for you. And so we just thank God, as I agree, even with the host, the anointed women of God that is on this line, who's opened up, it's their obedience that gave you this window for you to have your freedom. So you need to call them, write into them, sow into them, love on them, and do everything, you know, whatever God is leading you to do, because your best days are yet ahead of you. And I don't mean that as a cliche. I mean it literally.
Praise God. Hallelujah. How
Thank
can
you,
people
Lord.
Contact you again, man of God? How can people contact you again, please?
You can reach me at CedricShannonReeves at yahoo.com is my email. That's CedricShannonReeves at yahoo.com, or by phone 314-252-8864.
Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Any closing words for young people today? Anything you want to say to young people?
Young people, just hold on. Whatever your gifts or your talents are, don't be sucked into the vacuum of the world systems. Whatever, get just a mustard seed of faith can turn your things around. God has put inside of you the kind of faith that will allow you to set the world free from your dependency on it. You ain't got to depend on the world to manifest nothing God said to you, because whatever he said, he's able to perform it, and he's able to do it. So don't be discouraged. by the opportunities or lack of opportunities or whatever it is that you're, you can do and be whatever you want to be. And just as you yield to the power of the Holy Spirit, you are going, he's going to finish the work that he started in you. So young people, hold on. You know, that's why I'm a living witness, you know, that, you know, God will take you and take your life and use you as a lifeline so that you could sing and dance and preach your generation back to consciousness. People are sleeping through the harvest. And young people, it's time for you all to wake up.
Come on now. Come on now. Waking up out of your deep sleep. Get up, wake up, go up. Praise God.
Yeah.
We want to power
yeah.
you up. And we
yeah.
want you to go
We're
to shaking. Hashtag power your possibilities and leave your comments. And we want to stay in contact with you. We want to help minister to, I want to say pastor, apostle, to keep this movement going. This is a movement, man of God. I'm excited about it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your support and for this opportunity.
God bless
yeah.
you so much. Bless you, your mother, your father, your family members, your church, your staff, your friends, your just bless you, Coach Cassandra, for reaching out to him, and blessings to all of you here. The service is over. You can stay in the afterglow and just sit in the afterglow, and because his presence is here right now. So I'm just going to be quiet and just leave the phone on if you're on and you want to just sit, because I've, man of God, if you want to close us out in a little song or whatever you do.
Yes, man of God, yes.
Hallelujah. Always remember Jesus, always keep him on your mind, 'cause it will always be like this. It will always be like this. Oh, sooner or later, it'll turn in your favor. It's turning around for you. It won't always be like this. It won't always be like this. Oh, sooner or later, it will turn in your favor. Lord, it's turning around for you. It's turning around for you. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, woman of God. We want to honor his mother, Irina, E-R-I-N-A, Shannon, who brought him up in righteousness, for his father who brought him up in righteousness. And see, parents, you know, you have a huge part to play in a child's life. Take that child to church. Take them to Jesus and sit with them. Talk to them about Jesus. The Bible says, you know, bring a child up in the way that he should go, you know, and he won't depart from it. He might fall a little bit far from the tree, but let me tell you, the Holy Ghost will bring them back in. So it's a responsibility as parents. You live right before your children. And I'm telling you, look at look at the wonderful things that God can do in a child's life that's been being brought up, hallelujah, in the ways of the Lord. So we applaud you, woman of God, for being on the show. There is hope. There is hope. You know, you can still make a turnaround, you know, sooner or later. You can do it now. You decide to do something. The possibilities are unlimited. And I was just looking at the scripture here in the book of Mark, and this is the 9th chapter, and this is the 23rd verse. It said, Jesus said to them, if you can believe, he's talking
Hallelujah.
To you. He's talking to me. All things
yes.
are possible to him who believe.
Glory
to God. Verse 24
Hallelujah.
Says, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And you may say, I believe, but if you cry out to the living God, God, help me, help my unbelief, help my wayward soul. Because sometimes even as Christians, you know, we can be off, we can miss the mark, but don't stay down. Get back up. Get back in line again. March forward. I am giving you your marching orders.
Yeah.
I charge you, therefore, hallelujah, before the living God. Get up.
Okay.
Reach the word in season, out of season. Be an evangelist. Hallelujah. You don't have to have that title. All you got to do is open your mouth and be a voice. Speak what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Make a difference in the earth. Wherever you are, you don't have to wear a sign that says I'm a Christian. Just be an example of righteousness. I have people come up to me and say all the time, you're different. What's different about you? That's my opportunity to tell them about Jesus. And that's why Coach Lalisa are on All About Entrepreneurs. We are powering you up to see what the possibilities are inside of you. We're tapping the potential so that you can go in the purpose and be all that God has called you to be. It's not about you. Hallelujah. You need to give up whatever it is you think your agenda is and sign up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, God, if you can use anybody, you can use me. You may not get it all today. You may not even understand it, but I'm telling you, your heart says there's more. Your heart says, God, I want to be available to you. That's all he's looking for, an available person. That don't mean you have it all right, but it means, Lord, I want to get on the right path. I want to be on the right track and do and be all that you're calling me to be. I know we're about to run out of time, but I'm telling you, I ain't got fired up. Minister Cedric, you done did something. I've lit a fire up in here.
Hey.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise
Lord.
God. We are
excited
fired
up.
About
you. Better watch out now. You done got her fired up.
Hold me back. Hold me back, y'all.
No, go ahead.
No,
not go ahead.
Fire. How do you say, how you going to sit on burning coals? You can't sit on that.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Woman of God, we're going to have to have him on the Sunday show.
You messed up with that Mark 9. You know, you trying to
come on now.
You know, enough fire. because in that same scripture, in another translation, it says, if there are no ifs.
Well.
Anything can happen.
Say it again.
I got some fire over there.
It says, if there are no ifs, anything can happen.
My God.
You said how all things are possible for those who believe. And if you can believe in it, God, help my unbelief. And then, but there's another translation for that scripture. And said, I believe it's the Message Bible. It says, if there are no ifs. In other words, if when
all
it
right.
comes to the promise of God, when it comes to what he's spoken over your life, if you could just remove ifs out of your vocabulary.
Hallelujah. I'm on now.
Ooh,
I'm getting rid of it today.
Ooh,
what?
Yeah.
You going to learn today? Rid of that.
Yeah.
This has been awesome.
Yeah. Anything can happen. That was the scripture that I started out with on New Year's Eve night when we come into the new year. If there are no ifs.
My God.
It operate like there ain't no ifs. I like it.
I used to get excited about the word but and tell people you would get your butt, B-U-T, out the way, not B-U-T-T. Now, that may be in the way, but right now we're talking about the B-U-T.
Yeah.
When you say but, you cancel everything that happened before. You know, like when people say, I would forgive, but, you know, I would love you, but.
Yeah.
You just cancel everything you said ahead of that. So,
right.
You know, so if there are no ifs, anything, that's going to be my new cliche. Anything can happen. Thank you, man of God.
Yes.
God bless you.
Everyone. You know what?
Absolutely.
Well, we know the show, they might cut us off because we've gone a half hour over what I had allotted for the show today, an hour. And, you know, that's my fault because if I had been obedient, the Holy Spirit, I had a, you know, The Holy Spirit didn't even have to tell me that this would have needed to be a two-hour show. But I was wanting to be, just after I looked at your website and looked at what you have done, man of God, and I thought, well, you know, he's got, you know, probably to get going to other things, and so I do apologize for that. I would have, I'd keep you here for 5 hours, but just to be respectful of your time, but I do appreciate how you felt it not robbery to stay on longer, and I just pray that God would even reward you for that, you know, more than what he's already, and I know he's already blessing you above what you can imagine or think, but just if there's any room for any more, that he would be able to do it, because this has been a blessing for me. I've just been in the presence of God like never before, just in these, and I think it's for a reason. I know there are yokes to be destroyed off of people's lives and those off my own life, and places where I need to go and people I need to be around. I'm up here in the Newark, New Jersey area, and everywhere I go, I can meet people addicted to drugs and prostitution, gangs, young people willing to take their lives, commit suicide, every single day. And I know I need all the anointing I can get to go out there, and I need it every day, not just Sunday night, Monday, too. I need it every day, all day. So I just thank all of you all and Coach Cassandra again for hooking up with his mom. And, Mother, we thank you so much for, just being an awesome woman of God. I can't say anything else, but thank you. Thank you for those who are still listening in. And I know they're going to cut us off shortly, but those of you who are still listening in, if you do have a quick word, comment, I don't want to be remiss in not allowing you to do that because you've hung on this long. And if you just got something in your heart to say, confess, have you, the word of God, you can confess your faults one to another. And these are all men and women of God here now. So we're just like the upper room right now. So this is a good, safe place. We know we are being recorded, so yes, whatever is said will be in the archives, but confession is good for the soul. But if anybody did, you just hit your number one key, and I'll let you do that because I don't want to rob anyone from saying something and getting a release or an impartation. Or if you want to share that you got one, a testimony, a praise report, I just want to let you know that you can do that right now. This is a show we've never had a show like this one today in all the 8 years that I've been doing radio. This is the first show that we've had like this, whether it was the radio dial or on this internet radio. Just to let you know that, man of God, this is the first time, and you, Coach Cassandra, as well. We've had some dynamic people, don't get me wrong. I've had prophets. We've had, you know, all kinds of people. But this here has been different than any other show.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any comments real quick?
I just want to say that.
So there's no comments. I'll let the mother say what she has to say, and we'll just close. Yes.
I just want to say praise God for this station and for the spirit of obedience in you all today and for the spiritual connection. And I just got that obedience is the key to all things, even when you don't understand why it's happening at this time and that time. You just need to follow God and what the Holy Spirit is saying, do, and just wait and see, because there is a reason for everything and all things. So obedience is now the thing that I will drink, eat, and sleep. Obedience is the key.
My Lord.
Thank you all. And I've had service with the Lord this morning right here with you all.
Now.
I just said, yes. I said, Lord, I'm just glad I wasn't in the building because I didn't want to tear up anything in the radio station. But God was moving in my spirit and he was just breaking things inside of me. And God said, and a child shall lead them. And I just believe God that he's using my son just as that piece.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Honor her, Lord God.
So
thank you for
thank
her life, oh God. Jesus.
I just, God, because I just had a problem with doing things on a set schedule and having ducks lined up in a row. And God is letting me know through my son once more and again that if I speak, you can put your foot on it, that it's going to happen, and I will use you.
Yes, Lord.
To repent and confess, God, that everything belongs to you. And I just won't make that mistake again about what I have to do. I'm going to follow your lead,
oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
So that's what I got out of that, obedience and listening to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost when he unctions you to do something. And it's just always worked out, and I bless God for that.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And I just want to tell my son, thank you for staying on the wall. I just thank God. I gave them back. I turned my children back over at a young age and told God, I give them back to you. And since I did that, I tell you, I have to say it. I have the best children on the earth. I really do.
All right now.
I gave them back to God. And he's using them and keeping them. So I can't say that because they are mine.
And you can say it.
I've seen what God
I agree with
and what God is doing. So I can say that. I haven't been where some people have been. And
that's
I bless God for that, keeping power.
You can say that, woman of God.
On this.
Yeah. There are people with their children that on death row that have murdered people who say that. So, you, woman of God, you absolutely can say that. I agree. This man here, I am just excited about what he is doing. I have met your other children. And don't know what they're up to, but woman of God, we're going to get you back on to talk about raising some dynamic children.
I know, that's right. I'm thinking the same thing. Next Sunday show, woman of God,
Host Melissa. Yeah, we're going to have them on a Sunday. We have a Sunday Christian show on, and this is a Christian show, too, in case y'all didn't catch that. But because Christian is wherever Christ is, and he was here today.
That's right.
He is a Christian.
Yes, he was. The Holy Spirit was yet in the building, and he that place is consumed. And I was like, God, I said, I know why I'm not there, because my God, we wouldn't have gotten through a whole lot of anything, because I tell you, it was just so, my house was even consumed with the Spirit of God. And I was like, my God, you are powerful. And it's just, but he can only be that if we allow him to use us, if we get personal with him, if we keep one-on-one, we keep it, and
get
he can
personal.
Use us.
All right.
Humbleness.
I like that, woman.
Humble. He can
do it. I like that.
But we got to stay personal with God. It's a personal thing. It's a one-on-one thing, because we're all going to have to answer to God for ourselves. So we got to be personal. We got to have that relationship. It's a must.
My Lord.
It's
come
not
on
a way you want to do it, but it's a thing that you have to do.
Woo. Jesus.
All right.
You preach right there.
All right.
Well, bless God. Bless God. Hallelujah.
Wow. Woo, Jesus.
God.
I tell you, you know, it's the Lord, because who wants to leave? Like anybody in there, nobody, who wants to leave the presence of the Lord?
No one, because I feel it.
Amen.
I tell you, he's in the building there. And he just has a plan for this was a divine connection, this thing that's going on right now. And it's much more than what we can see right now.
Yeah,
come on,
that's
what I say, woman.
Mm-hmm. Prophesy, woman of God. Go ahead.
It's much more than what we can see.
I feel that.
By accident. It was not by
accident. All right now.
So we'll see more. We're going to stay tuned and see more.
Yeah, pray for us. Pray for us. Yes, ma'am.
I will.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you, ladies. Thank you so
much.
We
love you. We love you, woman of God.
I love you all,
too. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, you all be blessed. Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day, ladies.
Thank you, man of God. Be blessed.
I love you all.
Bye-bye. Cedric, thank you to our listeners, those of you who stayed on to the end, because you know when you hang in there to the end, come on, you know we're going to get something extra now. You know that. And I don't know if you like me. I need something extra right now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. I need every drop of oil.
Lord.
I just drain it.
Yes.
I want to be dripping.
Yes, Lord. It's going to be
the
all
oil floating out Aaron's beard, right? I want to be dripping. I tell you,
yes,
this is great. A dripping moment. This is one of them things where when you know, just like one of them services, when you know when you left, you know everything around you is going to be changed.
Yes.
You know, this one of those services when you went home, you knew if it was hell raising when you was left, you know when you get back, it's going to be calm and peace.
Yes.
You know if it was some craziness on your job, you know when you went to work the next day, it was, remember those kind of services we used to go to?
Yes, yes, mouth closed.
Come on now.
Come through the building. Cause he's
come on now. You were shaking your body and you went through one of them, you're like, no, that tumor gone.
Yes, surely.
You know?
Situation
is gone. That back pain is gone. You know, this is how I feel right now. Like this is one of them yoke destroying, you know, burden removing opportunities. This ain't one you can tell nobody about. This can only be experienced.
Right.
I can't tell anybody what happened to the broadcast today. Only tune back into the archive and experience it for themselves.
Yes. I wanted to say that I went to the doctor, and they ran all the tests that they could run on me. They told me I had diabetes, and I began to, the Holy Spirit urged me to change the way I eat, to exercise every day, and I did that for 3 months straight. And when I went, they ran every test known to man, and on my 51st birthday on January 14th, the doctor called me and said, I have some good news for you. And I said to myself, I'm healed. And he said, you're not a diabetic anymore. We've tested.
Hallelujah!
Yes, glory, 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 glory,
glory! Thank you,
hallelujah! Nobody but
you
God.
Got to, we need that diet. You got to post that in somebody's inbox. We need that diet, woman of God.
God, my God. I told you this was not an accident that we came together, oh God.
We need that diet. I need that as soon as you can get it to me. I need to know what to...
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I need to know.
Yes, ma'am.
Put this in practice right away.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Woo.
Thank you for that.
Hey, it was in my spirit. God said, you've told everything else. He said, now share what I've done for you. And that's what he did. It was a miracle.
You, Holy Spirit. You,
yeah.
God. You, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you that we don't have to take this.
And all for one. He said, I love you all the same.
And disease. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That you give us a way out. Thank you, Father
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for
no
the woman of God.
Hallelujah.
For leading her to share this right now, God.
Hallelujah.
You, God.
Hallelujah. That was the best birthday gift I've ever gotten.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes, I've ever
Well, this is the best anniversary gift I'm getting now. Thank you, Father
Hallelujah.
God.
I don't even know how I'm going to make it. Yes, I don't have a man to do anything but just worship God. To just
thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
The anointing is so thick in here. Ooh, that anointing is thick in here.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, I'm going to say. This atmosphere is rich, rich.
Yes, it
with
is.
The
yes,
spirit
it is.
Of God.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, God. You can ask for what you want right now. You can
yes,
get
Lord,
it.
Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Have your way.
Ask for what you
now.
Want.
Now.
Thank you for
now.
Greater. Yes,
financial
greater
breakthrough.
Is coming. It
is healing.
Hallelujah.
House
God.
Payment.
Release
car payment.
Hallelujah.
Children set free.
Hallelujah.
Drug delivered from drugs and alcohol.
Yes, lives change.
Now,
hallelujah.
God,
be thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If there were no more ifs, anything can happen.
Yes,
it's happening right now. It's happening right now.
It is. Yes, it is.
Around
yes,
the country. It is. To set the captive
don't miss
free.
Don't miss. If this is a sample, if this is a sample,
my God,
of what's gonna happen? I'm listen. I'm gonna be on the 25th. Well, I'm gonna be in St. Louis. Oh, y'all gonna be, but I'm gonna be in St. Louis.
Come on and come early, because I tell
I'm
you,
I'm about
we don't
to go online, check out the flight. I'm gonna be in St. Louis.
got to be on the front row because we need plenty of room, honey, to worship God, to praise God, to honor God, and to do all that he has for us to do.
Oh, no, I'm calling this sister. I'm getting my buddy pass now. My sister worked for American Airlines for 25 years, retired. And I was wondering where else she'd get my buddy pass.
Come
on. I was like, where am I going to get my buddy pass this year?
It's Saint already Louis. Been set up. God already had planned.
Me and my husband, honey, we getting on that flight. Listen, that's his treat.
Bless God.
A late
hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We welcome
yes.
you.
We bless you, woman of God. We bless it. This is the best anniversary yet.
Yes,
the Spirit
Lord.
Of living God will go before you, will hover around you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's
God.
A tremendous relationship in ways you have no idea
God.
How
hallelujah.
Better, how greater this
yes.
marriage can begin
thank you, Lord.
And become for
yes.
his glory, God, that the two of you will travel across the country. Hallelujah. Preaching and singing and teaching the word of God, and it is so. You shall do those things that are in your heart. Hallelujah. To give
yes.
God glory. He said it's coming. Greater
yes.
is coming, woman of God. Hold on. Hold on to greater. Hold on to me, says the Lord. Yes, you shall see it come to pass. You shall behold it with your own eyes. He says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Hallelujah. He said the reward of the diligent is yours. The reward of the diligent. He said, I am a rewarder of them that diligently please me. He said, you have pleased me. You are approved by God. I'm approving of you, daughter. That's why the doors are opening. That's why everything is happening the way it is. He said, because it's my glory. It's for my glory. He put his stamp of approval on the work that you have done, on the works of your hands. Give him glory. He said, I am doing this. Greater
you
is coming. He's going to blow your mind. He's going to blow your mind. Look for it. Expect it. It's coming. Live your life as if there were no more ifs. Hey, my God.
There's
my
no
God.
Ifs. We're going. It's not
praise
if we
God.
Can go. We're going.
Praise God. I'm talking about
there's
anything
no more.
In life, anything you desire, that is.
There were no more
yes,
ifs. Ooh, we live without ifs.
Yes.
Because with God, anything is possible.
Yes.
All things are possible. God. So we don't want ifs. The man
no
of God if. Said it. There's no more ifs.
No
I
more
just if. Love this guy. Cedric. I feel like you're my little brother. You know?
Sorry.
If he's gone, that's fine. I mean, but wow. And he was so easy to talk to, you know? And that's how a man and woman of God should be.
Amen.
It should be. I mean, that was so precious. I've never met this man a day in my life. And he just came on and he just flowed right. Wow. God bless and you, woman of God, for you all raising him. And, again, we can say it a million times, and it wouldn't be enough, but we thank God for his life and what God is doing in him. And we
Amen.
Appreciate
Amen.
His yielding to the Holy
Amen.
Spirit. And we know that he's an example
Amen.
To those looking on all ages, young
Amen.
And the old. But we know he is, for his generation, a
yes.
powerful voice
yes,
to
God.
The people because a lot of people, especially our younger people, who everything he said, you know, I've seen them. They've said it. I see them saying it on Facebook all the time. They sometimes they don't get to hear what they need to hear
Amen.
In the church. Some churches won't allow
Amen.
The voice like his to
yes.
rise up.
Amen.
They let that person sit there and sit, mm-hmm. and, they, and that's why people can't hear it. And then if they
decided to let people in.
Yeah, so it is a big problem. It is a big problem. And so we're glad that we could just be a little bit of opportunity for some young people. And I have about 25 young people that are my nieces and nephews in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Amen.
That I'm passing his information on to and turning them on to him.
Amen.
And I'm going to get his information to them, his CDs,
Amen.
His books, his plaques.
Bless God.
Show and I'm going to put a clip of this show on their pages, and I'm going to compel them. I'm going to, how the Bible says, knowing the terror of the Lord, persuade men. So I'm going to persuade them to listen. If people can persuade somebody to listen to Drunken Love, I can sure enough persuade somebody to listen to the man of God.
Amen.
Yeah, he's worth listening to. Amen. God bless you all, because he is truly allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through him.
Yes, bless you, God. Bless you,
all
God.
Of you, Coach Cassandra, have a wonderful weekend. Mother, have a blessed weekend. Oh, Lord, it's on now, y'all. It's on now,
baby. We started early. The party has started early.
The party has started. Sister, party.
Ain't
I'm going
no
upstairs
like
now
the
to
Holy
dance.
Party. The Holy Ghost party don't stop.
That's right. Party has begun.
And
we're going to get any more beer.
When I hit that college today, them students, they ain't going to know what hit me.
Go ahead. Hey, give them what God gave.
Baby, I got something to give them. Listen, what?
Give it to them with all barrels, baby. Shoot them with both barrels.
Listen, I'm going to, listen, what? I'm going to, pow, pow. they don't know.
We gonna say it. Don't hold back.
No, they gonna be like they gonna be saying amen and don't even know why they saying it.
Right, but that's what he wants. That's what he wants. He after them. Cause that's who
he's
that
after
was.
Him.
And
that's who he's using us. And so we give God all the praise, honor, and glory.
Right.
Coach Cassandra, we'll be back to you later for some more exciting guests coming up. We'll be posting. Facebook, everyone, follow us on Facebook. We have an entrepreneurs page. We have an event page for All About Entrepreneurs. We have a Power Up Your Possibilities hashtag. We have a Power Your Possibilities hashtag and Power Up Your Possibilities group page. Join that group. We have exciting information coming for you. Those of you who want to know who's coming on Monday. We got exciting guests coming Monday, Tuesday. We got the Budgetista coming soon. This is an awesome woman here in New Jersey, but she travels all over the world. She just came back from over in Japan or somewhere over there. She teaches people how to manage your money. We met people last night. Again, I can't tell you everybody that we met last night, but we got some people from Mike who's going to come on, share some exciting stuff for us.
Amen.
We
are
awesome. Every day, look for it. Expect the unexpected. Expect
and
the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And live as if there's no if.
Amen.
See, only you can do it.
Yeah.
It's not about us saying it. Only That's you right. can live if you want to live like that. That's
it's a mind change.
He told us. Said we can, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it can.
The man of God told you. He says, listen, you can have the abundant Christian life if you do what God has said. His mother has come and confirmed it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And
amen.
Just woman of God, Coach Cassandra has told us that the steps of a man or woman is ordered by the
Lord.
The Lord. He is walking upright before him, and he's going to make everything manifest beyond our dreams, and we thank God for you. And now, get off the air now. I know we don't want to go. It's so good.
I can't believe he didn't put us off the air. This is a miracle, woman of God. Oh, my.
I know.
You know what?
This I know.
Those golden shows we're going to want to play forever. You know that?
It's a keeper.
God has told me
that we have to do these things because we know, because we believe the Bible, there's going to come a time where some people, this is the only way they're going to get the Holy Spirit, is that they're going to find this, you see.
Mm-hmm.
There's coming that time. And we have to make sure these things are out there for people.
Amen.
In our plays, in our internet CDs. We got to make sure it's around because we're not going to be here.
Amen.
See, and this is, for some people, this is the only way. They gonna hear about Jesus, save their soul.
Yes. Well, ladies, have a blessed day, and I'm gonna work my way into work, And when my children come in, we will be having, blessing the Lord, when they come through the door. After breakfast, we will bless the Lord.
Yes. We bless you with that daycare, woman of God, and we will agree with you for increase in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything that you need, everything that you want will be supplied.
Amen.
We speak that forth. We are in full agreement with
yes,
you
Lord.
That
Hallelujah.
God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And you keep looking for it. It's going to show up. It's
Amen.
Going to show up.
Thank Amen.
You call for God.
To come in already. I've had four calls already.
Yeah, well, we've been praying. I tell
yes.
I told her.
Amen. Thank you.
Prophetess Coach Melissa about you. So, yes, we're looking forward to it.
Amen. Amen. As we will, I will be calling you all.
Thank
you.
Okay. All right. Love you,
baby.
You all.
Now it's coming on, Rob. Oh, Coach Melissa. My God.
Girl, that's been amazing. We will talk. Amen.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter, or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Melissa J. Williams.